We're here at the World Food Prize, and with me is a real world farmer here from Iowa. And Laura, why don't you give me your name and where you're from?
My name is Laura Fell, and I'm a farmer producer from Shaler, Iowa.
All right. Well, what do you think about the activities here at World Food Prize, and what do they mean to you?
Well, this is the third time I've attended the World Food Prize. Many years ago, they gave Norman Borlaug an honor during the World Food Prize, and we were here for that with our 4-H children. And last year, I attended as a representative from the United Soybean Board. This is a great opportunity for people all over the world to get together and to learn how they can meet the demand of the people for hunger in the whole world.
Now, a lot of talk here about increasing productivity. And I understand that you're pretty productive on your farm.
Well, my husband and I are no-till farmers in the western part of Iowa. And as a no-till farmer, we leave the ground the way it is. We don't do any tillage except go in and plant. And so we have found that we are being a sustainable farmer. We're not using a lot of chemicals. We're using some. We are putting the fertilizer exactly where it's needed, and we're leaving the trash on, so we're getting a good population of worms, which in turn turn it right around, and the water, it goes right down into those wormholes.
Now, how do you think that some of the methods that you use can be used by farmers in places like Africa or other countries to increase their productivity?
Well, some of the things they can do is to be using some genetically modified seed, because those have some properties and traits that will help take care of the pests and insects or drought resistance. And with using no-till, if they're a large enough farmer to have a few acres, then that will keep up with no-till. It'll keep the soil holding the moisture. So in case of drought, which happens quite a bit in Africa, that'll save a lot of the crop for feeding their families.
And you talk about putting fertilizer on. Now, of course, the fertilizer costs have gone through the roof, literally. And well, using GPS, mapping, that kind of thing?
There are local co-ops are using the GPS and doing the sensing on. We do the soil sampling, and then they go right in and they do the fertilizer based on those maps. So we're not just going on and blanket fertilizing the entire field. We're putting it where it's needed. And in our operation, we put it in strips. So then after the strips are put in of the fertilizer, then we'll go in the next spring and we will plant right on top of that. So we're just not putting the fertilizer where it's not going to be used.
Now, I understand that you recently made a trip to Africa. Tell me about what you were doing there and what you saw.
Well, we were called the Women in Soy. 6 women from the United Soybean Board and 1 woman from the American Soybean Association went and spent 2 weeks in Africa looking at farmers, women farmers, because 80% of the agriculture is done by women. We attended the Soy Institute of South Africa, their annual meeting, and we went out to the villages where women are actually being entrepreneurs and selling products. And we're hoping to get soy as a textured protein into their selling so that they can add that to their diets, which we have found soy is a complete protein, and it's cheap, and that they can go ahead and use that in their diets. And we had some women who had HIV tell us that putting soy in their diet helped them maintain their weight or gain weight. So it's really good, because a lot of the people, when they get HIV/AIDS, start losing weight. So we see soy as a way that they can try to stay healthy, even with HIV/AIDS.
Well, and that brings us to, today is World Food Day. We've got some donations coming out of the Soy Foundation going in to help farmers in Ghana and to help feed children in Ghana. How important is the soybean industry itself as a whole in helping to feed the world?
It is very important, not only as the regular soy, but we also know as soybean farmers, we spend 98% of our soybean meal goes toward animal agriculture. So not only are we important for the soy, the textured soy protein, but we're also important for animal agriculture too.
And it seems like soybeans are a perfect example of how we can produce both food and fuel, since 80%, you tell me, 80% protein, 20% oil?
That's right. And, you know, there's ways that we've increased in technology. Our yields have, except for some years, have been increasing in the soybean production. So we can meet both the feed and the fuel, and in some cases fiber, with our new technology that we have.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for visiting us here at the World Food Prize. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.